Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sibilia, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17.
Francis Albert Sinatra, who called Alan Dershowitz and say, "Alan, it's Frank." And Alan Dershowitz said, "Frank who?" I love that. I'm listening to you and I enjoying the magnificent, one of the great vocal performances on that song, Alan, correct? I mean, just unbelievable. And welcome to the show, Professor. Yeah.
When I was 85, it was a terrible year for Hamas supporters urging people to kill Jews. It was a terrible year.
Oh, I can't believe it. When we talk, and I want to talk to you about all the legalities and the insanity of the judicial system these days, especially in New York, Professor Dershowitz. Yeah. But I'm telling you, I have to talk to you about Israel because there's nobody adamant now. There's not a president that goes, no excuse, no non-negotiation, I support Israel. Done. End of story. No one like that. No. You're the only guy.
I want President Biden to go to Colombia and say, "I stand with the Jews." I want President Trump to go to Colombia and say,
"Yes,
no equivocation. We're with the students. We have to have the classes open. We have to have final exams going forward. We can't allow these thugs who are yelling, 'Kill the Jews,' and we support. We are Hamas." You know, the thing that worries me most is when people say we are Hamas, they mean it. And if Hamas comes to America, and it will, they will recruit some of these kids the way they did in the 1970s. The Weathermen recruited these kids, and they turned from protesters to terrorists. Kathy Boudin was protesting, and then she ended up participating in the Brinks robbery that killed two policemen guards, Brinks guards. And guess what happened to her after she served her term? She ended up teaching. Where? Columbia. She probably taught some of these thugs. And the idea that we reward these terrorists from the 70s only encourages the terrorists that are now potentially there today. You know, when a kid says, "We're not satisfied with 1,000 October 7ths, we want 10,000 October 7ths," it's a short step between that and participating in new October 7ths, not only against Jews, but against all kinds of Americans. Because as Elie Wiesel once said, they always start with the Jews, they never end with them, so it's coming to a theater near you. And so every American has to worry about this, regardless of their ethnicity and background, because Hamas is coming for you.
And Professor, who's orchestrating it? What masked kind of organizations are getting into the school systems? Please.
The Rockefeller Brothers now has on its board Peter Beinart, who is an avowed anti-Israel, anti-Zionist, and I believe anti-Semite. Peter Beinart and others like it are on the Rockefeller Brothers board. Now, imagine the Rockefeller Brothers turning over in their grave. Yeah. And George Soros and others are funding these things indirectly. There's an organization called Jewish Voice for Peace, which gets funded by all these. It's a fake organization. It's not Jewish, and it doesn't believe in voices. It believes in violence, and it doesn't believe in peace. And yet, this group of fake Jews, most of them are not Jewish, get money from the Rockefeller Fund, get money from George Soros, and they're the ones who are cheering for Iran, hate America. They're a fifth column in this country, and some of them will also become terrorists. And so we have to worry about ourselves, not just what's going on in Israel.
Yeah, and does the White House know this? Does the Department of Justice know this? Does the FBI know this? Because they always go. I mean, for Joe Biden to go to the to Howard University and say your greatest threat is white supremacy. I mean, this is what comes out of the White House. Look at this anti-Semitic rise. It's got me so upset that the White House has got. Does the CIA, are they inside these organizations? Because they're getting stronger. These kids can't be that dumb. And Alan Dershowitz, they can't be that.
Believe me, they are. Huh? They are uneducated. Their parents paid $90,000 to teach them 4 years of propaganda. Now, you know, the students who take science, okay. The students who take business, okay. But the students who take political science, the most misnamed course imaginable, political science, it's not science. It's just political propaganda, as it's taught at Columbia University and at Yale and at other places.
Wow.
And these students are terribly uneducated. They have no idea what river, what sea. They have no idea that they're calling for the death of Israeli children and Israeli mothers and grandmothers. They have no idea. They are dumb. And by the way, no employer should hire these people. We should know the name of every student.
Exactly.
They're masked,
exactly.
Of course. But we should know the name of every student that calls for the death of Jews, that calls for Hamas rockets. And they should be unemployable. Nobody wants to be, as a client, wants to be represented by a lawyer who believes in rape. No, we shouldn't be tolerating that. And so this is not McCarthyism. This is accountability. I want the name, and I'll put it on my podcast, the name of every student that calls for death to the Jews. You may have a First Amendment right to do it, but I have a First Amendment right not to hire you.
Yeah, amen. Avi Dershowitz, Professor Dershowitz, kind enough to join us. While we have you, sir, on this Trump immunity case in the Supreme Court, how will that end up, do you think, Alan? Looks good for Donald Trump at this point, correct?
It is. His lawyer made two mistakes. One, he didn't take a rebuttal opportunity, which he should have. Number two, he conceded too much about private activity. You know, when you're the president of the United States, everything you do is public in nature, pretty much. I mean, I can imagine some hypothetical private situations, but calling the attorney general of a state to try to get a slate of electors is not a private act. It's a public act. And so I think the court will split the difference, but it'll split it largely against Trump. But it will delay the trial probably enough so that it can't occur before the election, because the tactic of these prosecutors is to get a down and dirty conviction in a place like New York or Washington, D.C., where there's no doubt where the jury inclinations are, and then know that they'll be reversed on appeal. For example, Arthur Idala brilliantly won the Weinstein appeal, not because the court regarded Weinstein as guilty or a nice guy, but because they overstated their case. What they did is they introduced testimony of women who had nothing to do with these charges. Same thing happening in the Trump case. What does Pecker have to do with whether he file a report? What does McDougal have to do with it? It's all an attempt to schmutz up, to use an Irish word, to schmutz up the record so as to prejudice the jury against him, because they have no case. There is no crime. The one question I'd love the media to ask Bragg is, describe the crime. What's the crime? Where's the beef? It isn't there.
Yeah, so
the only crime is barred by the statute of limitations. It's a misdemeanor for failing to provide adequate records. Alexander Hamilton did. He covered up his affair back in the 18th century. Yeah.
Right. Hey, Avi, before we let you go, Professor, please, on behalf of our friend Arthur Idala, they hate Harvey Weinstein. He could be this. He could be that. Put it all aside. How monumental. And Arthur gives you most of the credit, sir, because you've been a mentor of our, but I mean that, but as a case. But as a case, it was a monumental. And again, please, it has nothing to do with Weinstein. It's the way Arthur handled that and what he did in the courtroom, sir, correct?
And I watched every minute of it, and I helped. You know, we had a moot court before he argued the case, and we went over how to answer these questions, and he just did a magnificent job. And he was exactly the right person to argue the case, and he would be the right person to argue if Trump is convicted in New York. In this Bragg case, it's the same argument. So he would be the ideal appellate lawyer to argue the case to the appellate courts if Trump loses.
All right, Alan, thank you so much, Avi. Keep the fight. You're fired up. God bless you. Top of your game. When I was 85. We're going to add that to the lyrics, sir. Thank you. Thank you, Professor.
I want to sing with you one of these days. One of these
days. Done deal, sir. Thank you, Avi. God bless. All the best to you. Professor Alan Dershowitz right there, Harvard Law professor. You know, and he's just, you have to look at rights, about our rights as humans on this planet and how they are being shadowed, how they're being taken away. And that's why I'm railing all morning along about this White House Correspondents' Dinner. You know, they're patting each other on the back, talking about First Amendment. They're talking about democracy. And they're on the stage, as Jen Kearns said, they're on the stage. The man who is the puppet, you know, of whoever's running the White House against democracy, weaponizing the DOJ. It's scary times. Scary times. Ah, man. But we will get through it, because I just feel the good will prevail over evil. And if you and I stay on our game, we will prevail. Tom Holman's going to join us momentarily. It's 9:16 in the morning on AM 970, The Answer. And Tom Holman's a former acting director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. I want to ask Tom about, as I asked Gordon Chang about, all these communist Chinese are coming in. All these single males from the Middle East are coming in. Nothing to see here. And Joey Sebelia, all good? We got everything in order this morning?
Everything's great. Yeah, everything's crazy. In order. Show's rolling along, and I'm walking on air. So,
walking on sunshine.
Oh, so I got to tell you this. So I'll give you a little more gossip on the whole girlfriend thing. So I was talking to my grandparents on the phone yesterday.
Yeah,
so they had heard about it. They had heard, I guess, from my mother that I had dinner with her that she made. She made gumbo. So my grandfather called me and said, "Oh, so how was that jumbello that she made for you?" I said, "I don't even know what you're talking. It's like a combination of jambalaya and jello. Not even close." And then my grandmother said, "Oh, congratulations, Joseph. I heard you got engaged. And wish her a Merry Christmas for me."
That's great. That should get mad. You shouldn't get invited to the engagement party. No, Grandma.
My life is like one big game of whisper down the alley.
Yeah, that is so funny. Hey, but listen, I'm just so happy for you. And Alex, too. Like, Alex
thank
is going to get married.
Yeah,
well,
yeah,
Alex
yeah.
is engaged, so.
Yeah, you're right.
Ready to get married. We are.
When's the wedding, Alex?
I think I'm going to get married before the Columbia University president resigns. I'm going to put it that way, okay? So.
Good luck. Good luck on that. Hey, 9:17. Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads, and we got a lot to get into. My goodness, I'm looking at the news, but we're going to try to take the high road.
Yes.
Deb, I feel, you know, you and me. I'm telling you, we always. I have to couch this carefully. It's like, you know, it's okay. After a while, you go, this alone thing is not so bad. I don't want to tell these young kids. Go ahead, get married, have fun. But I've been burned so many times. I don't want to dampen the enthusiasm of a nice relationship, you know? Yeah, go ahead, have fun. I'm sure it'll be great.
You know, it is if you really find the right person. I mean, you did a few times. You found the right person a few times.
I thought I did, but apparently not.
What happened? I don't know. Not that easy.
But I put in my time. And I want to tell you, with Joey's mom, beautiful gal, 15 years, and then with Kimberly as well. Mm-hmm. And we did it for most of that, had a good time, but it was 17 years with Kimberly. How about that?
That's amazing.
Then, oh, listen to this, Debbie told me.
Yeah.
And then with Charlie's mom, right. 9 years together.
Wow.
Almost nine. And then I'm like a serial monogamist, you know? I mean,
yeah, you really are.
I really stay with the person. Then they always leave me, but that's okay. At least they stay with me for a while, you know?
Yeah, they do. They know they have a good guy, but then who knows why they move on? Who knows? It definitely wasn't that song you sang to Kimberly. Should have kept it forever. I don't get it.
That's what she's doing with me. That was a pretty good song. It wasn't the Kimberly song. It was another song that was really great. Oh, Debbie can't make it up. We'll keep smiling. 9:19 on the radio with Debbie and Joe and Tom Holman coming up momentarily. Thanks, Deb.
Thanks, Joe. Let's see what's happening. Newburg Beacon Bridge has some ongoing construction, so do watch out for some slowdowns in both directions. Southern State Parkway West has straight path. Accident on the shoulder. Let's go out to the Hutch. It's very busy on the Hutch northbound by Pelham Parkway in the Bronx. Looks like six cars involved in an accident there. Crews are at the scene. Inbound George Washington Bridge, a five-minute delay. Lincoln looks okay. Holland, about 20. Watch for some stop-and-go traffic. Van Wyck south of Jewel Avenue with a crash. LIE West right by Maurice Avenue. Accident involving a tractor trailer and a car. They collided, and traffic is still slowing down this morning on 9 northbound at Ernston Road in Sayreville. That's construction. 88 is closed with a down pole in Lakewood getting out toward New Hampshire Ave. Checking in on the forecast, partly cloudy today, high of 83. Tomorrow clouds, high of 64. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
That's the one, the only, Debbie Duhaime right there. Joe Piscopo on the radio. Tom Holman's going to join us in a moment. And I always feel it's a pleasant responsibility to tell you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation supporting our nation's heroes and their families ever since September 11th. You know, heroes like Marine Corps Sergeant Adam Mayo. Sergeant Mayo served our nation for over 7 years. Before he was catastrophically injured during training. Listen to this, please. This is just so sears my heart. He was left paralyzed. This is Sergeant Mayo, left paralyzed from the chest down, severely limiting his ability to move around his home independently. So that's where Tunnels at Towers steps up. They paid Sergeant Mayo's mortgage, removing a financial burden for him and his family, and the foundation gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his specific needs. Tunnels at Towers helps catastrophically injured service members and first responders, as well as Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders. It has already come to the aid of so many heroes and their families by providing mortgage-free homes. The foundation is also committed to eradicating veteran homelessness. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good. All right? You know, 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to the programs, and we only ask $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. It's T, the number 2, and then T.org.
The Secular Crew gets to the root of the issue.
You're seeing massive protests at universities. These are the elite schools in the United States, and it is not safe to be Jewish on their campus. And now you're seeing a direct correlation of what happens when you have anti-Semitic faculty and classes. Well, guess what you get? Anti-Semitic students who promote violence against Jews.
Secular. Afternoons at 4, right before Katz and Cosby at 5, on AM 970, The Answer.
Greetings, friends. Sebastian Gorka here. You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for some time now. And yes, many of my colleagues do as well. What makes Y-Refi so different from other investments? Let's quickly break it down. Y-Refi offers a secure, collateralized portfolio with a strong fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. There is no attack on your principal if you ever need your money back and you're in control. You can let your investment compound daily or take income, whatever you choose. There are absolutely no fees, and an investment in Y-Refi is an investment in America's future. Simply call 888-Y-Refi. 24. That's 888-Y-Refi-24. And when you call, you will not get a sales pitch. Just the info you need to see if Y-Refi is a better investment option for you. Or log on to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then refi.com. And make sure you tell them Dr. Gorka sent you.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or odyssey.com.
All right, let me tell you about Fast Tech Industries, okay? They're so great. They came out to the house. I told you, they cleaned the garage, took the garage, pulled up the nicest trucks you will ever see, right? I'm going to give you the number for Joe at Fast Tech because I want them to come to your house. They specialize in removal. In removal and recycling, by the way, of dirt, rock, concrete, brick, asphalt, all throughout the five boroughs, New Jersey, and now Westchester County. So you need a house, garage, clean out, construction, demolition debris. FazTech is there for you every step of the way, the number one supplier of recycled product. They have compactors from 25 to 40 yards, rear load trash containers from 1 to 10 yards. By the way, this too. Number one wholesaler of virgin quarry materials at FazTech, from bluestone and sand to Belgian block. Number one provider of roll-off containers. Joe C., great guy. Teresa, The gang over there at FastTrack are waiting for you to call. Say, look, I need a little help like you help Piscopo, okay? 718-494-1600, 718-494-1600. Tell Joe, look, I heard you on the Piscopo show. You get $25 off your next roll-off container rental, all right? So go online if you want to FastTechIndustries.com, FazTecIndustries.com, FazTechIndustries.com. FazTech Industries, now serving Westchester County. FazTech Industries is a DeFazio company.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Tom Homan is the man, 9:25 in the morning, former acting director of the United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, has been enlightening us for years about the treacherous border that we're experiencing in America, and is just absolutely changing the whole tenor of this great country. Hey, Mr. Director, Tom, welcome back to the show. Great to have you with us always.
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe.
Hey, can we? I was talking to Gordon Chang. We all know and love Gordon Chang. These Chinese people coming over. Listen, I don't want to sound racist, but Gordon himself, he's got the red flag over. He said the communist Chinese coming in at the border. They're all single males. We know how China operates. Gordon thinks they were sent by President Xi. Tom, what are they doing? What are they going to do? Are they going to form an army over here, you think?
Look, that is a risk we're taking, and I agree with Gordon Chang. Matter of fact, I was with him Saturday night in New York City. We both gave a speech at a GOP event there in New York City. He spoke before I did. Of course, I was much better, but I should say he's a great guy. Look, he actually said that to the audience there, a couple hundred people that, 30,000 males, military age males. Now, China just don't let people leave. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
So this is the government of China is deeply involved in this. So it isn't just people looking for asylum, people come a better life. The CCP is involved in this, and I don't know what they're doing, but they're doing something. And I told the audience right after Chang talked that between the Chinese and all the special interest alien countries we have come across. Hundreds of people on the terrorist watch list, and not to mention 2 million unknown gotaways. How many of them are terrorists? Something is coming, Joe, and you and I have talked about this. Yeah. I hope to God I'm wrong,
but
I'm not. Something's coming. It's just all the pieces are coming together, and it's terrifying.
I know, and with the unrest on the college campuses, that's a concerted effort. Now you have not only the communist Chinese coming in, and we have people from the Middle East, and then you always tell us there's 2 million gotaways. I fear a black swan event, and that is, as you're listening, a black swan event is something, God forbid, like a 9/11. And when you hear somebody, Tom Homan, like Catherine Herridge, a great reporter with Fox, then she's at CBS, she finds out everything about what's happening with Hunter Biden. They shut her down. They lock her office. They don't give her access to any of her files. She said right before that happened, Tom Homan, we're waiting for a black swan event. I what would you suggest? I hate to say, but like the folks kind enough to listen every morning, Tom, you gotta make sure you go get target practice, get some food for about 3 months. Something's going to happen. And I think you're absolutely right, Mr. Director.
Well, you got to be prepared, right? So I think it's going to be, if I had to guess, it isn't going to be the same thing it was in 9/11. I think there'll be multiple attacks across the country. And I think it's going to be a terrible, terrible episode. As far as a college student, I see these the foreign college students are here on student visas. If you're here on a student visa and you're protesting, say, death to America, if I was the ex director, you'd be deported tomorrow.
Yeah,
because you get a visa from this country, there's visa requirements. There's certain rules you have to follow when you're here on a visa. And to chant death to America and not support that this country has given you an education and gave you the privilege of coming here on a visa, they should be deported tomorrow. Because we can't accept that from people to be invited as our guests. We're the greatest country on earth. They came here, have great education, and most of them want to stay in this country, become doctors and lawyers and wherever they're studying college. But if you don't sit there and chant death to America, then get the hell out.
Amen. And it's scary because now on this Axios poll that shows nearly two-thirds of Americans believe illegal immigration is indeed a crisis. Why is you understand it? Donald Trump understands it. We all see it, and we all have love for immigrants. And I have to always do this caveat, Tom Holman, is how you what you saw. I can't even imagine what you saw. Tractor trailers full of dead migrants with that 4-year-old. I keep thinking about that, Tom, when you told me about that, and you saw that the 4-year-old in the father's arm, and they were both deceased. That's what's happening at the border now. It's as dangerous for the migrants as it is to putting a migrant in a random city in America, right?
Yeah, and I testified about my terrible things I've saw during my 34-year career, and here's the Republicans once again signing off on a funding bill. They're going to send billions to defend Ukraine's border. They're going to send billions to defend Israel's border, which they should. But they should defend our border first. Not a dime for our border.
Yeah.
And Speaker Johnson, and I respect the man, but he made a promise. It wouldn't be a dime to Ukraine unless we did the border. The Republicans have to grow a set. They got to stick together, and they got to demand change. It seems like they get beat every time they go to the table. Yeah. They get beat because the Democrats stick together. Even if they don't agree, they stick together for the vote. And Republicans are always all over the place. So, I'm mad at them. It's just not Democrats I'm mad at. I'm mad at a lot of Republicans, too. Remember, when President Trump was president, we had the House and the Senate. We couldn't get anything done for the first 2 years because they wouldn't support Trump on the border and the border wall and so forth. You would think with over 142,000 Americans have died from fentanyl poisoning. The criminal cartels of Mexico that send that poison across our border have killed more Americans than any terrorist organization in the world. You would think that alone, the fentanyl deaths alone, would make everybody in Congress, Democrat and Republican, secure that border to save American lives. That alone, put the terrorism aside. The public health aside, the measles, the TB that's now raging in the United States, the mumps that are coming back in the United States.
Yep.
So we got public health, we got public safety, we got national security. But let's not forget 148,000 dead Americans. And what are we doing about it? They're not doing a damn thing, either side.
Yeah, it's so true. So, again, Tom, while we have it, before we let you go, and we always talk about this, I want everybody to be prepared about this. If Donald Trump gets in, which it looks like he's going to, but let's say he gets in, then what's it going to take? 3 months, 6 months to straighten it out? And we have to be strong as Americans because the press is going to vilify him no matter what he does.
I think it's 120 days secure border. Yeah, we'll be vilified. And they'll attack me every day. But I don't care. I don't care anything about me. Because I get to live in their heads rent free, and that's kind of cool. So, whatever. They didn't even want to believe me. Because I said this on your show 1,000 times. If they knew what I knew, saw what I saw, they'd care too.
Yeah, it's so true. And Tom, before we let you go, so to prepare for, God forbid, something like that, you must have cases of Pabst Blue Ribbon around. I mean, I'm just saying. Just in case.
I was with Gordon Chang. Friday night in New York City. The next morning, I get out of 5 o'clock flight out of LaGuardia and get to Milwaukee.
Yeah,
and then another event. And guess what's in Milwaukee? Guys from PBR, born and bred. So I gave a speech. I sat there before I gave a speech. I had three tall cans of the PBR, and it was like being home again.
You're the best, Pabst Blue Ribbon, baby. Tom Holman, thanks. Come back soon.
A real man
thinks
out of the can, just so you know.
Okay. I know. Duly noted, sir. Tom Holman, thank you. Thanks for your service, sir. Thanks. We'll talk soon. Tom Holman. These guys travel a lot. He gets around. He's doing speeches all over. Gordon's doing speeches all over. Yet they take the time to come on the radio and chat with you and speak the truth. And I love that about Tom Holman. Certainly about our dear friend Gordon Chang as well. 9:34, Joe on the radio. Bill Gagan's in the newsroom for Al Gattulo on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 69 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. It's final day of regular classes at Columbia University. Columbia officials deny that there's any impending campus lockdown or that demonstrators on the encampments on campus will be evicted. Mayor Adams spoke about the ongoing issue.
Our goal is to make sure that the students who want to attend school can get there safely and make sure that we don't allow those who are outside on the grounds or on the ground doing anything that's going to bring about danger.
More than 100 protesters were arrested last week, and they criticized the show of force from the NYPD. Another aftershock from the April 5th earthquake that affected nearly 42 million people hit New Jersey this weekend. The aftershock on Saturday morning registered 2.9 magnitude. Its epicenter was located near Gladstone in Somerset County. Sports action, Rangers advance in the playoffs, wins for the Knicks, Mets, and Yankees. You now know what's going on. Bill Kagan, AM970, The Answer. Check the roadways, Debbie Duhane.
Good morning, Bill. Let's go to the outbound George Washington Bridge. Lower level, it's construction going on, so watch for volume on the Cross Bronx West 3rd Avenue into the outbound GWB. Deegan northbound slowing down up by Fordham Road. Looks like construction. FDR Drive southbound, that's busy through the 70s. Heavy at the Edcotch 59th Street Bridge and the Queens Midtown Tunnel getting into town. Seeing volume on the eastbound BQE up toward Atlantic Avenue. Eastbound side of the Grand Central Parkway slowing down, getting out toward the Cross Island with some ongoing construction. Let's see what's happening here over on 95. 95 southbound slowing down as you head right down through Norwalk. Watch for some slowdowns as you head to the LIE West at Maurice Avenue. Again, that's an accident underway in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Then Wick south of Jewel Avenue, a collision. 88 is still closed in Lakewood at New Hampshire Ave. Accident with a down pole. And 9 northbound in Sayreville, it's construction. Partly cloudy today, high of 83. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Am I going? Can I go?
No, we have Unity
I'll
Bank.
Come back.
Yes,
no, I'll come back. Let me take care of business. We'll come back to what we're chatting about and laughing about. I'd love to tell you about Unity Bank. Let's see. Here he is, 9:36. Thank you, Debbie Duhame. Unity Bank is dedicated to community-oriented banking, offering a full range of services, including business and personal accounts, business loans, and mortgages. So it's got, and by the way, Unity Bank has locations all throughout New Jersey, 21 retail locations, also in Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania. So if you're a small business owner, as I am, you know how frustrating it is to be a nobody at the big banks. So when I go to Unity Bank, I know the folks at Unity Bank. And then this, let me, if I could just throw in a personal note here, is when, you know, when mom passed away and we had, you have to do like create an account. And I recreated the account with my mom before she passed away. So we had an estate account and I went to Unity Bank, and Tracy over there was so nice and made it so easy. Tough time. It's a tough time to put those things together. Unity Bank, it was so nice and comforting to have the nice neighborly community feel at Unity Bank for me at a very tough time. I always appreciated that. And I know Jim Hughes and I know Dave Dallas and I know the great folks at Unity Bank. As a matter of fact, Jim told me to give you his personal number. And I know when you're driving in the morning, it's hard to ride right down the number, but just in case, 908-713-4306, 908-713-4306 for Jim Hughes. He's the president and CEO, giving me the permission to give you his own personal number. And if you get a chance to email, you can go to james.hughes@unitybank.com. You want a mortgage, you want a great CD rate, you want anything, you want to open up a new account, do what I do, go to Unity Bank. You can go to unitybank.com to find out more. FDIC insured, equal opportunity employer, equal housing lender. It's Unity Bank, growing with you.
Maybe this will shock you, and maybe it won't, but a survey of people with health insurance shows most say they've had problems with their health coverage just in the last year. Maybe that's you too. So yeah, it's frustrating. But imagine an alternative, a solution to this that actually gets a 98% member satisfaction rating. That's MediShare. That's why it's grown so much. That's why you're hearing about it. So why the incredibly high satisfaction rating? You can save hundreds of dollars a month, and you don't have to compromise on quality or reliability to do it. For 3 decades now, members have been sharing medical expenses and saving up to 50% compared to health insurance. Another reason to love it? You don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value. MediShare is a community of hundreds of thousands of Christians who are like-minded and wanting to help people. So when you share, you save. You can feel good about it. Call now. It's 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
All right, let me tell you about Michaels of Brooklyn, all right? I love Michaels of Brooklyn. And you know what? I love that I can go to the supermarket and pick up Michaels of Brooklyn sauce. And you know where the sauce is made? Right there in Brooklyn, New York. That's what's great about it. You walk into Michaels of Brooklyn restaurant, Avenue R, off of Nostrand. Walk in and you, the aroma, the Italian-American aroma of gravy, of sauce like Mom used to make, right? Mom would put that sauce on all day long. Remember that? That's the feeling you get when you go to Michael's of Brooklyn. I'm telling you, it's, you can't invent that. That is true Italian-American hospitality and warmth and heart and soul. And it comes from Fred and Johnny and Marianne and Michael and the Cacace family. They've been there for so long. So when you want the ultimate cuisine made from scratch, you go to Michael's of Brooklyn, Avenue R and Nostrand. You got to call, though, because it is really it's the hottest place in town. It's 718-998-7851. 718-998-7851. Michael's of Brooklyn. You go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com. You could become a member of the Sauce of the Month Club. You can go to a supermarket like I do, and I go in, I take home Michael's of Brooklyn. Or you can call 718-998-7851. It's Michael's of Brooklyn. By the way, serving that community since 1964.
America First with Sebastian Gorka. Coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow.
Do you know Paul Crocetti?
Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now.
Yeah, you guys are young. I remember when this show was on the air, the D. Martin Show was on the air. He would sing, he would sometimes close this show seated at the piano or in a couch. And I remember distinctly as a kid watching with my mom, and they would pull back. It was like a crane shot, you would call it, on a camera. They'd pull back and watch. I'd see the whole studio. They just don't do it like that anymore. And you know who wrote that song? Yeah, Joe Sibelius.
It was
Ken
Lane, his accompanist.
The guy with the white hair, that he always was a very quiet guy. And did you know that Frank Sinatra recorded that song?
Yes,
long
in
before?
The 40s, I think. Yeah, he was with Columbia.
And then for some reason, it was the 60s, and here goes Dean Martin records Everybody Loves Somebody, and they put the singing girls behind it, and it becomes number one. And then that's when Dean Martin sent a telegram to Elvis Presley saying, hey, Elvis, don't forget about the Beatles. We still got it, or something like that. You know, isn't that great, though?
That's great. No, that is a great story. And that was a great show. I enjoy watching. I have a lot of the tapes and the
Dom
DVDs
DeLuise.
Of it. Dom DeLuise.
Come on.
Paul Lynde, you know, all the greats.
Do you do Paul Lynde? Do your new girlfriend? Do you do the Paul Lynde?
So I kind of indirectly did, actually. Indirectly.
You could just be like a one-man show at dinner, man. I'm telling you. You could do all your impressions at what? This is
cool. I was dabbling in some of the impressions, and the parents were quite amused, and she was quite amused. So
I have this idea to do a show, to go back
God.
To...
Oh, God. This already exists.
No, it's not only that. I want to bring the new talent for us. So,
oh, okay.
So I
all
can
right,
do my
different.
Stuff. So I bring Michael, I bring Olivia, and then Vinny Madugno, maybe my buddy, you know, across town, does a great job. And then you come on the show as well, and you could do...
Okay. I thought you were going in a different direction with that, but because you've been implying that there needs
I'm
to be a different
kind of a
show. I'm
not asking you to do a drag queen story hour. I'm just asking put on a red dress and sing.
That is not happening ever.
Alex, am I right or wrong? How would that you would sell that out?
You couldn't pay me enough to put on a dress.
Hello, Dolly, Diamonds Are a Girl Best Friend, or whatever she sang, whatever it was.
No, she hasn't heard that impression yet. So, I'm hoping to keep it that way. Quite frankly,
what matters is you made a great first impression. That's what matters. So,
yeah
it's love
so
it.
True.
You know, Joe, there's just a lot going on, and
yes, sir, yes, sir.
I don't know. Just every day, I'm talking about this Columbia thing real quick because it bothers me as someone who's Jewish. It's frustrating that she's still president. That's why I made that joke earlier. She's going to be president while I'm getting married. Okay, that's how long it's going to take for her to leave that campus. So.
Yeah, they should. They have to really just clear out the campuses. But guys, it's tough though because again, I research it, and that's why I talk to our astute guests. And you could see this is a concerted effort from very, very well organized groups. The fact is, I don't know why the FBI isn't on this. The FBI is more concerned with quote unquote white supremacy. Did you see over the weekend? And it's like, I forget the name of the organization, and I didn't even bother with it online or to retweet it or even to comment about it, because it's so obvious that it's the feds. They have like this patriotic group. They call this patriotic group. So you got a bunch of guys with khaki pants and flags upside down, which upside down American flags, which means country in distress, patriotic. That is, it's all set up by the Department of Justice. And because they covered their faces, they all, that you could just tell they're all agents of the Department of Justice. I don't know whether they're FBI, who they are. It's, how dumb do they think we are? How dumb do they think we are? They parade these guys around. And that's, in my opinion, what happened January 6th. They kind of instigated that, instigated it. And hopefully, and then you wonder why we need a change. Because now when you have real dissension and you have when you have an Ilhan Omar, representative in the United States House of Representatives, and she is now placating these folks that hate Jews, that are backing Hamas, what is she still doing in Congress? Can someone explain that to me? How? And then again, I go back to that White House Correspondents' Dinner, and I forgive me for keep going back to it, but it's like an alternate universe. They keep saying how great they are. Look at this, they're laughing. Oh, ha, ha. While you know, they're really, it's like Rome is burning, America is burning. And then, oh, and this too, I got to tell you, because I said this before, 9:45 with Joe on the radio. Please understand, because I'm just a regular guy. I'm no, you know, I mean, I've been broadcasting for 10 years now, so we like to think we know what we're talking about. I just know this, and I said about this, and then I had mentioned it first, and then I heard our friend Mark Levin mention it as well. We are very, very young republic. We are very young. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you 1,000 times, because you have to repeat things on the radio. We are so susceptible at this point, particularly almost 300 years old, not even. This is how dynasties, whatever you want to call it, republics, whatever it is, are lost. You look at, I use Sicily or Italy. How many times Italy? And then Mark Levin, Mark was talking about Greece. The same thing of Athens. How many, the Ottoman Empire comes in, the Nords taking over Sicily. What happened? The Nords came in? And I go, the Nords? Oh, you mean the Nordic guys came in like the Vikings? How long were they here? Not a long time. What's not a long time? 300-400 years. In the scheme of things, in God's eyes, 400 years is a blink of an eye. But 300 years, not even for America. If at 400 years is a blink of an eye, we could be lose it like that. We could be gone like that. We really could. And that's why this is so vital. So I always talk to the folks, and I say it as pragmatically, objectively, as amicable as I can. Don't hate. I don't care about personality. I want to see what happened before, the way it was and the way it is now. The way it was and the way it is now. And the way it is now looks like we're losing this country. And I'm not being dramatic, little by little. And when to come back in, and I want to say this too, if I may, is when you're not voting for Biden. You're not voting for Biden. Oh, Biden's too old. Biden's this. Biden. It's not Biden. He's the puppet of the people trying to take down this country, in my opinion. And do they know? Are they just useful idiots, or are they really doing it? It could be both. You got useful idiots, and you got China, you got Iran, you got Russia, you got everybody else going against us. But Biden is a puppet. A vote for Biden is a vote for the absolute destruction of the United States of America. Because look at what he's doing. You will lose Israel, you will lose America, and then you know what? All these folks that hate us and they want one religion, they'll be fighting and there'll be a world war before you know it. And that's another thing. We are in the precipice of a nuclear war. I'm telling you. And I'm not just saying to be an alarmist. I'm telling you what I see. A vote for Biden isn't a vote for the Democrats. If you're a Democrat, you vote for Biden, you're voting for the destruction of this country, in my opinion. How do I know? Because that's what we've had the last 3 years. You know? And you want it the way it was, or do you want it like now? I tell you, it's just so simple that it makes me crazy that people get upset when you and I vote the way we vote. Hey, before we go, yeah, so I'm going back to my cousin Frankie. He's got a motorcycle. He goes, Joe, what kind of bike you had? So it's funny when you're even a marginal celebrity like I am, you could Google your name and say Joe Piscopo motorcycle, and then boom, things pop up. It's easier for me to catalog it anywhere myself. So I have a picture of me. Lord knows what I was thinking on this show. Lord knows what I was thinking in most of my career. But aside from that, there's me on my Harley Softail Custom, and I just sent it to my cousin Frankie, and it's from Getty Images. And Lynn Goldsmith, I remember Lynn, took the shot. You know how much this picture is? If I wanted to buy it?
How much?
$499. Who is going to spend $499?
Well, Andy has been decorating the hallways with archival photos from the days of WMCA and some of
our
talent.
Don't spend $500 on my picture, please. I'll give it to him for nothing, I tell you. Is that unbelievable? Who spends that? Who spends that money for that, huh?
Right? Somebody's got a lot of money to burn, apparently.
Oh, man, that is so funny. So, no, we're decorating. You know, the station looks really, really nice.
So Andy has been taking this upon himself, and out of the goodness of his heart and out of his own pocket, might I add, for the company's sake, he's been buying up posters and photographs from the old days of WMCA and really trying to make it look almost like the Museum of Television and Radio. I know he was going back and forth with you about picking out a potential poster or a photo that you would approve of that he could get.
Sure.
For the archives.
He's doing a great job. He is doing a great job. Andy Gladding doing a great job, and always allowing me to go out and broadcast from anywhere, including Bermuda, I think, Joe. We're going to have some fun with that.
Yes. Well, I think you're going to have some fun with that. I'm going to be losing my my hair over it. I think it's going to go well.
But you and Al will be here. Alex is standing by. It's all good. Hey, 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, and Debbie Duhame is out there looking out for you. We got a good day. Debbie, going to get out a little bit? Get out a little bit. Maybe I'm going to, I don't know, bike ride, a little bike ride. I think a bike ride is in store, you know? But every time between you and I, every time I ride my bike, I could, if I do my push-ups and I do my biceps, I could feel my shoulders could sustain, you know what I mean? And my biceps sustain. If I take off 2 days at my age, it all goes away, Deb. I'm telling you.
I don't believe that. Not you. You're so strong.
Oh, Lordy.
But do you wear your suit and dress shoes when you're biking? I don't think so, right? No.
I have to take a picture for you. I look like such a geek. I got a helmet on with my shades.
It.
And
good.
I put the low gear on, so I'm like Jerry Lewis biking. I look too fast, like I'm paddling too fast, you know? Mr. Cool, that's me.
I love it. That's
King
good.
Of Cool Nut. All right. 9:51. Debbie's out there. Have a great day, Deb. Thank you always. Talk to you in the morning tomorrow. But
thanks,
right
Jeff.
Now, traffic with Debbie.
Mm-hmm. Plenty of that. Enjoy the bike ride today. Let's see what's happening. The outbound George Washington Bridge moving solely on that lower level. It's construction till about 4:30. So we're seeing volume on the Cross Bronx West into the outbound side of the George Washington Bridge. Watch for some slowdowns this morning on the Harlem River Drive southbound. That's going to be stop and go through the 120s. LIE West at Maurice Avenue. A tractor trailer and a car collided there. Two lanes blocked. Van Wyck South at Jewel Avenue. It's an accident. Traffic is still a problem right now on 88. It's closed with the down pole and wires by New Hampshire Ave over in Lakewood. 9 northbound. Getting up through Ernston Road in Sayreville. It's construction in the right lane and problems right now on 80. 80 eastbound, exit 39, getting into Denville. It's an overturned dump truck. It looks like a dirt spill as well. A big mess here on 80 eastbound out through Denville. A lot of alternate volume on 46 as well. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brandon Tatum can see the trend.
All of this in an attempt to destroy Donald Trump's reputation and destroy being the president of the United States of America. But it's not working, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the polls. Donald Trump is up. If the man is getting indicted 450,000 times and he's going up in the polls, that tell you that American people aren't buying the bullcrap that they're throwing out. Joe Biden is a dead man walking. Everybody can see it. Everybody knows it. Your mama, your grandma, your cousin, them.
The Officer Tatum Show, weeknights at 8, right before Sebastian Gorka at 10, on AM 970. The Answer.
I love bringing you products that improve your life. Well, this product can save a life. There are 5,000 choking deaths in the U.S. annually. One child dies every 5 days from choking. Older adults are also at increased risk of choking. Foods eaten by the handful, like popcorn, grapes, peanuts, they get overloaded in the mouth, cause a choking episode. LifeVac is a simple rescue device that can change a life in a choking emergency. It's non-invasive and easy to use. If you have a young child or a senior relative, I strongly recommend you visit the LifeVac website today at lifevac.net. View the videos demonstrating its ease of use. LifeVac works in 3 simple steps. Place, push, pull. The LifeVac device dislodges the obstruction and suctions out the food or object. It's that simple, and it can be self-administered. LifeVac.net.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Today is going to hit a high of 82 degrees, very warm with times of clouds and sun, and a thundershower in spots late this afternoon. Tonight is going to be a low of 53 with increasing clouds, and a shower cannot be ruled out. And tomorrow is going to be cloudy and cooler with a high of 63.
All right, let me tell you about Relief Factor. It's great. I have my new Relief Factor package right here. And it's so cool. When you open it up, you know, I got, they give you vitamin D3. I love that. I put that in there. And I've been taking it. I don't want to jinx it, but I feel really good, you know. And I love that Relief Factor. When you go to relieffactor.com, by the way, you're going to find some things that I have around here. And I don't want to tell you about them because I'm not supposed to tell you about them, but they got some great products if you go to relieffactor.com. And I don't want to tell you what they are until they give me permission to talk about them, but they're great. But in the meantime, as I open up my Relief Factor package, a beautiful package that you get, and I have a packet in my hand, and it's got the resveratrol, the turmeric, the omega-3s. I can see the omega-3s, and I just take, you could take them one, two, three times a day, whatever. You just read the directions. You do what they suggest at Relief Factor, and I think you'll be out of pain. So you can get one of these nice packages and be taken care of if you go to relieffactor.com again, or call 800-4-RELIEF, 800, the number 4, the word relief, and get yourself out of pain. And the beauty of it is it stops the inflammation that causes the pain. It's 100% drug free. You can't keep taking pills because pills simply mask the pain. Relief Factor gets to the heart of the matter, and you have a money back guarantee. So, you know, if it doesn't work, fair enough. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. It's only $19.95 with that feel better or your money back guarantee. All right, it's 800 for relief, or again, relieffactor.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Oh, that's my generation, Alex. You're too young for that, brother.
I'm waiting for you to scoot down on the motorbike with your face on it. That would be great. Come on now.
I miss my Harley. We had a Softail Custom I picked up in California. And it was going, you know, what I was going through a midlife crisis, which I've never gotten out of, apparently. So what and it was when I started going out with Kimberly, and I said, I got a motorcycle, and we would go, and this is really, when I tell you these things, I'm telling you what not to do. We would go down Sunset Boulevard, and no helmets, just leather and on a beautiful bike and Kimberly's hair in the wind, and I'm like cranking it out with my mullet, you know, from the 1980s. No helmet? Are you kidding me? And then I just had so much fun with that motorcycle, and I rode it in California in the midst of all that traffic. It was crazy. Then a couple things happened. Gary Busey, remember he fell on his head off a bike? Remember that? Well, as soon as Gary, everyone went, oof. Gary, it could no helmet, and you start thinking about it. And then I was on Robertson Boulevard in L.A., and I'm riding the bike, and darn if a car didn't come right up to me, like almost sideswiped me, an inch missed me. You have no protection. And then my son Joey, who was a kid, he was about 8-10 years old, Dad, could you not ride that motorcycle? I'm worried about it. My son tells me that, and I got rid of it. But I miss it every single day. It's such a
I would have no desire to ride a motorcycle, largely because I'm just completely uncoordinated in that sense. But aside from that, the danger of it just freaks me out.
So you guys need to ride alongside Biden. You can pick him up when he falls off the bike.
That was a good joke he did. He did a great joke at the correspondence dinner.
He could be the next Evel Knievel, Joe Biden.
Yeah, please, this guy. We'll get into it all tomorrow. We will get into it tomorrow. Hey, Joey, great show as always.
Thank you
so much, Joe Sibilia. We're great. You feeling good? You doing anything?
I feel great.
You're the best. So flush with love.
I am.
I'm so burned out and bitter. You know, I think I'm so happy for you, though. You're such a good kid. You deserve every second of it.
Thank
Alex is in love. Look at me. Look at I'm the outsider here. Alex, thank you. Great job
as
always.
Thank you.
We're doing this again tomorrow, brother.
We're doing it Wednesday, and then Tom Bauer's with you tomorrow. So there you go.
All right. Thank you. All good.
Go Yankees, thanks. Right?
Yeah, go Yankees. Kara, thank you. Debbie, thank you. Hey, do me a big favor. Go out and make it the best day ever. You know why? Because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 72 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. 35-year-old man recovering after being shot during an attempted robbery in Hill's Kitchen. It happened around 4:30 Sunday morning at 50th Street and 12th Avenue. Police say the suspects continue shooting while fleeing in a white Honda Accord. 24-year-old man is dead after being shot East Flatbush, Brooklyn. The initial incident happened around 8:30 Saturday night at East 54th Street at Church Avenue. Police say Daquan Buckley was shot multiple times in the stomach. He was taken to the hospital, didn't make it. Two people in custody. After a short hospital stay over the weekend, Harvey Weinstein was sent back to prison. 72-year-old former Hollywood producer was checked out of Rikers Island jail Saturday, taken to the hospital in Manhattan. He had a thorough exam, but is now back in prison. You now know what's going on. Bill Kagan on AM 970.